At the end of the four-day visit to Sudan yesterday, USAID Chief Samantha Power pledged $56 million to provide emergency health care, nutrition, water and sanitation, and hygiene programs in Sudan. Power says USAID is also helping Sudan fight the spread of COVID-19 by donating some 600,000 doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which are expected to be shipped to Khartoum tomorrow.
We are looking together, of course, not only at how to deal with the pandemic in the here and now, but how to support Sudan's own efforts to strengthen its health system. And that's true, yes, of course, in internally displaced persons camps where there are still such gaping holes when it comes to maternal health, a shortage of ambulances, I mean, very, very basic needs not being met, but the health system as a whole.
Sudan received more than 50,000 Ethiopian refugees since the Tigray conflict broke out in November 2020. The USAID chief visited Eastern Sudan, which hosts tens of thousands of Ethiopian refugees, as well as the troubled western region of Darfur. The United States is the single largest humanitarian donor to Sudan, providing nearly $377 million since the beginning of the fiscal year. Power says this funding will help the Sudanese people cope up with conflict, food insecurity, the economic crisis, and cycle of drought and flooding. She says the United States will continue to stand with the people of Sudan as they deal with a compounding crisis, including the deteriorating economy.
With rising inflation and recent subsidy cuts, of course, everywhere I have traveled, you know, I have been able to see the hope and the sense of possibility, but also the impatience and the frustration, because so far the economic dividend on the revolution has not been felt by most Sudanese.
Power says USAID is committed to supporting the transitional government, political parties, civil society, and media to work towards a peaceful and credible election process at the end of Sudan's transitional period in 2024.
2024 can feel like a long way off. There's so much that can happen between now and then. But you can. It is never too soon to begin preparing for an election. So USAID will also contribute more than $4 million to support electoral processes and an independent election commission.
The U.S. official says her country will actively support civilian-led security reform and the formal integration of the paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces and former opposition armed groups into one unified army. She says the U.S. government will always stand with any peaceful and democratic governance in Sudan.
Sudan's future challenges are daunting, including the consolidation of the army and former armed opposition groups under a single unified command. But the potential that Sudan has with all of its natural wealth and its human capital, that potential is enormous. And the United States, again, is committed to helping support Sudan's peaceful and civilian-led transition.
Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok expressed the gratitude of his government to the USAID support. He says Sudan is also committed to strengthen its relations with the U.S. government. After meeting with officials in Khartoum, Power headed to Addis Ababa for talks with Ethiopian officials on humanitarian access to the Tigray region. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.